Republican lawmakers and Governor Scott Walker set uniform early voting hours, eliminated weekend hours, and said communities could only have one early voting site. Mike Wilder of the African American Roundtable in Milwaukee says he's concerned about the loss of weekend voting and the one site limit.
We should have early voting sites all throughout Milwaukee. A city of the size of Milwaukee is not like the city of the size of, say, Menasha or Appleton. We need to have everybody in this city have a say in what goes on in our democracy.
The League of Women Voters says it will be working with others to monitor any problems with early voting. Meanwhile, the one Milwaukee site open for early voting, the city's municipal building, seemed quite busy Monday morning. Albert Brown says this was the first time he's voted early.
I just felt that I can't wait. As you can see, I can't wait. I came here within the first hour and a half, so yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Brown says after considering issues like the minimum wage, he voted for a change in the governor's office. Another early voter, Daniel Klasovsky, says he likes the way things are going in the state. He says he's voted early before and wishes there was even less of it.
I wish we only had one day voting or absentee, and that's it. I don't see the reason for all this 2 weeks, but that's the way it is.
Early voting lasts through October 31st, again with no weekend hours. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.